All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, all honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor he is begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. To him belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Muhammad is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will have the meaning of the hadith which we mentioned last week, which is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, wow to silver and wow to gold. You remember this hadith? We started last week, the hadith, when we were talking about the charity. And we said that, you know, we are not supposed to have, you know, to feel that the wealth is the most important, you know, to earn in life, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, wow to gold, wow to silver. So he was asked, what type of wealth should we use? So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, a remembering tongue, an appreciative heart, and a wife or a husband that helps one of you implement his religion. You remember? And we will start today, inshallah, with discussing these three in details. Okay? So when someone will ask you what you are looking for in this life, you will say that you are looking for, and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you a remembering tongue and an appreciative heart and a husband that help you to implant his religion. And someone will ask you why, so you will start answering her one by one. Number one, why we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a remembering tongue. And the answer, as we mentioned last week, is in Surah Ar-Ra'd. Okay, and Surah Ar-Ra'd, ayah number 28. Surah Ar-Ra'd is Surah number 15, ayah number 28. We will read it in Arabic and then in English, inshallah. Then I will clarify to you so that you know the whole topic is continuous. Surah number 13, ayah number 28. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Try to find it. Ayah number 20. You find it?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Those who believe in the oneness of Allah and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah, verily in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. And the question is, why in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest? Okay? Why you feel tranquility and you feel reassurance and peace and happiness and comfort in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Actually, the answer is that when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how the question before that is that, what is the meaning of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, is reciting the Quran. Okay? And number two is to say, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, the dhikr. Okay? But number one is reciting the Quran. Okay? So through reciting the Quran or saying the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which inshallah we will mention the hadith, all the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to clarify about the dhikr. Okay, this is the sorts and the forms of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how the Quran or the dhikr can be a source of rest for the heart? This is the question. The answer is that when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through reciting the Quran or through saying Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, you have a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have a rope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One end is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the other end is in your tongue. Okay, and inshallah your tongue is connected to your heart. Okay, because we want to read the Quran and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongue and with our heart, with our spirit and with our soul. So when you have this bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow His grace on you. And this grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the guidance, will give you the in abundance, will give you the security, will give you the power, will give you the light, and will give you all the good in this life. How? If you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything in the heavens and the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything in the heavens and in the earth. And inshallah we will learn this in detail from next class, inshallah. And when you believe that all this life is governed by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when, sisters, you believe in this in reality, okay, inside your heart, okay, when you believe it, and then you start reciting the words of Allah, or remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you have the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have from, you are connected with the source of the power, so you will have power. Connected with the source of security, you will have security. Connected with the source of guidance, you will have guidance. So you are connected with the only source of all the good in this life. So in what will be the result logically? That alhamdulillah, Allah will bestow on you from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nur, the light, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. And you are connected with the source of the light. Okay, so what will be the result? The result will be that you will have light, internal light and external light. And this also what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in the Quran. If you want to know this ayah about the light, at least, you know, I will give you an example from the Quran because I want you. Who will, you will be the one to do the homework again today?
Today, yeah. I was the one before.
Okay.
But I'll do that.
Okay. So today we will, now we will read Surah Al-An'am. Okay, to tell you how when you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be the source of the light. Just I want to you to read as more Quran as we can, and then I want to clarify to you. Now, Surah Al-An'am is Surah number 6. Okay, and I will tell you what is the ayah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, because sometimes I want to for you to read the ayah, but I will get the number, inshallah. No? وَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ لَفَدَ الْخُطُورُ مَعْطَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهِ. It is ayah number 122. 122. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أومن كان ميتا فأحييناه وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس كمن مثله في الظلمات ليس بخارج منها كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون.
Okay. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in translation, is he who was dead without faith by ignorance and disbelief, and we gave him life by knowledge and faith, and set for him a light of belief whereby he can walk amongst men like him who is in the darkness? Okay, this is the issue, sisters. Inshallah, when you get more and more closer to the Quran and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, by time you will feel, you will be the one only. Nobody other than you will have this kind of feeling. You will feel that there is a light starting inside you, and with this light, okay, you have, you know, a clarification of the realities of this life inside you, and also regarding the decisions and the path of life and everything, you will use this life, inshallah. So since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of the power, the source of security, the source of the light, the source of the guidance, the only source of all of this, and you are connected with Him through the remembrance, reciting the Quran, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, you will feel that you have this, all of this inside you. So by time, inshallah, you will feel that, alhamdulillah, I feel more secure now. I am not worried about, you know, the future. I am not worried about my kids. I am not worried about my wealth. Then someone will tell you why you are not worried. You will answer, because I learn from the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one taking care of everything, and alhamdulillah I am following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we clarified last week that our job in this life is to worship Allah and to have trust in Him. So alhamdulillah, I am worshiping Allah and I have trust in Him, so I am not worried about anything, alhamdulillah. Instead of being worried, you know, there is a clarification, sister. To be close to Allah and to have the bond of Allah doesn't mean that you don't have problems. Everyone must have problems, because we are living in a test. But the problems will be in your life, not in your heart. Okay, the people are living the worldly problems in their hearts. So there is no place for Allah in their hearts. They try to read the Quran, but they are their hearts and mind is full of the worldly problem. So there is no place. When you tell her, sister, don't worry, Allah is there, she doesn't have a space. The space is full. You know, I am worried about this and that, what will happen, I will. But alhamdulillah, when you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will still have the problem, because life is test, but the problems are not in your heart, because your heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. And instead of having the feeling of worry, which most of the people have, alhamdulillah, you will have the tranquility and you have the peace and you have the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this feeling, you will be able to have sincerity in prayer. You will be able to have sincerity in dua. So you become more closer and more closer. You see, this is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only one way. Step by step, step by step. Okay? So alhamdulillah, when you will have this, you know, in belief, you are believing. Why? You are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I want to have the bond connected all the time, because I want to have this feeling of security and tranquility all the time. I cannot have it if I have all the wealth of this life, if I have all the kids of this life, I cannot have it. Why? Because the only controller of the hearts is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bestow in your heart mercy and tranquility and peace and happiness, He will bestow this in your heart, even if you don't have whatever from outside is clarification of that. And if you have all the outside signs that you are rich and you are happy and you are this, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't bestow, you know, His mercy inside you, you will never have any comfort or any happiness or any peace in your life. And this is the reality of the people. You will find the people, most of the people actually, except the very little one, which I will clarify to you now about them, and we pray to Allah to be from the very little, because Allah clarified in His book that they are little. Okay? Those are the people whom, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow on them, you know, the tranquility and the happiness and the peace, and also they have the light. You understand, this is right, this is wrong. This is correct, this is incorrect. Even if all the people are in this direction, but I am sure that this is the right direction because of the light, of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And also I want to clarify. So now alhamdulillah, I will be all the time having this remembering tongue, because I want the bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be connected. Also you have to know one thing, that who is the most miserable person in this life? Okay? And when you look around you and you look to the faces of the people, you will feel that most of the people are having miserable faces. Okay, in spite of the fact they try to show that they are well dressed and they have good cars and they have big houses and we are happy. I am trying to give myself and to the others the impression that I am very happy. But when you look deep, there is no happiness. You know, those are the people whom they disconnect the bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because everything is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I disconnect with the only source of the happiness, of the peace, of the tranquility, of all the good, can I be happy? Never. Because my heart is in His hands. And I am not connected with Him. So how I will be happy? I will try to be happy through the worldly means. Okay. Who are the ones whom they always commit suicide? The very rich people. You see, when you look around you, you will find, you know, this Onassis daughter commits suicide. This is the most wealthy man in the life.
his daughter. That one very rich commits suicide. Why? Because they think that through the wealth they can reach the happiness. They tried all the means to have everything in life, but still they are not happy. You see, maybe the people when they are poor, they have the hope that when I will be rich, I will be happy. You see, but the problem is those whom they are already extremely rich. So what is after this can be a source of happiness. I have everything in life, but I am not happy. So they commit suicide. You see, this is the issue, sister. People are not aware of this because we don't have time to reflect. We only run after the wealth. You know, we wake up in the morning with one goal, wealth. That's it. You know, through any directions, a lot of directions, but the end is the wealth. Okay, so none is happy. Alhamdulillah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and all the Muslims so that we know this reality before it is too late. Okay, so number one, okay, they disconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, sisters, why to have the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very big gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you have to believe that it is in the life of every one of us that there will happen sometime that without the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to tolerate it. You have to believe in this. In the life of every one of us, there are some difficult events. If I am not in close relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not be able to bypass these close, very difficult events. Okay? So, and because of that, many people, when they lose very close, you know, their mother, their father, their husband, their son, whatever, wealth, whatever, you know, they deteriorate very, very quickly. They got depression and they separate from life, you know, and whatever, many things. Even they don't pray and this and that. Why? Because when the difficult time come, they were alone. They were not connected with the source of the power and tranquility and security. But when inshallah you are a true believer and you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time and the same happened to you, alhamdulillah, Allah will bestow in you the power, security, trust, have trust in me, don't worry, everything will be alright. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you to bypass this difficult time. And always the believer after the disaster is more closer to Allah because you feel that when I was in this difficult time, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supports me. I read Quran more. There are more people around me. There were gates opened for my problem and alhamdulillah. So I feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in this very difficult time. So now I realize more that I am in more need to make the connection more stronger. You know, this is the biggest gift for the believers, that even with the disaster, was more better for them. But the others, you know, if they are not living a good life, then the disaster will come, will break them completely. Okay, so, sisters, alhamdulillah, let us always remember that all the time. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite the Quran as you can, and also have the zikr. Always. Now I will clarify to you, this is a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the benefits and the virtues of the zikr. I will mention to you some of them, but then inshallah later we'll have a class about the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now just I want to give you some examples of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to the importance of the zikr. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I inform you of the best of your actions and the highest of your degrees and what is better for you than spending gold and silver and better for you than encountering the best for you? They said, yes indeed. He said, remembrance of Allah Almighty. There is nothing which saves from the punishment of Allah more than remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah the Almighty says, I am in my slave's opinion of me, and I am with him when he remembers me. When he remembers me in himself, I mention him in myself. If he mentions me in an assembly, I mention him in a better assembly than them. If he comes near to me walking, I come to him running. Okay? What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, sister, is that When you feel that you always have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the source of all the hope for you. This is number one. Number two, when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, how you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is what inshallah we learn, but just to give you an example. When I look to this tree, I say, oh, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, He gave us this big tree to give us the shade and to give us the fruits. Oh Allah, all praise to you. You see, whenever you see anything, you feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything, you search for Allah. When you see, you know, the sky and it is clear, oh Allah, all the praise to you. Today is a good day. You know, this is how all the time your heart will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you look around, you feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how when you will be connected, first you are rewarded. Because all the time you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close to you. Alhamdulillah. Number three, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This means that you remember Allah in yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember you in Himself. And also, sisters, try always to mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are in a gathering. Suppose you are meeting with sisters, you know, for anything, morning, coffee, whatever. Tell to yourself, I can't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because alhamdulillah, I am living with this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So while everyone is drinking tea and eating and this, tell them, sister, let us remember Allah. And say just one word, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us to meet together and He arrange for us and He provide us. This means, sister, that all the time Allah is inside myself. My bond is connected. You know, and I am the one after this connection. You get my point? So this means that you are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you come closer to Allah, Allah will come closer to you. More. You come to Him walking, Allah come to you running. What is the meaning of Allah come to you running? Allah will make recitation of the Quran very easy for you. Allah will make you, you know, to stay longer time with the Quran. Allah will make your husband to help you, you know, to become closer to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will arrange for you all the ways to become closer to Him. If you are closer to Allah, you are closer to all the good in this life, alhamdulillah. Okay? So this is hadith number two. Hadith number three. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A man said, messenger of Allah, one man said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, messenger of Allah, the laws of Islam are too much for me. Tell me something I can cling to. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your tongue should remain moist with the remembrance of Allah. All the time. Subhanallah, subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And also sisters to recite the Quran. Okay? This is number one. Number two also, this is hadith actually I like it very much. I want to read it for you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah the Almighty has angels who travel the highways and byways seeking out the people of dhikr, the people of remembrance of Allah. You know, they are looking for them. When they find people remembering Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic, they call out to one another. This is why these places are full of angels, because of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the house of Allah, you know, it's full of angels, because it is the place of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they call out to one another, come to what you are come to what you hunger for. And they enfold them with their wings, stretching up to the lowest heaven. So, you know, sisters, now while we are remembering Allah, there are angels around us, you know, very close to each other up to the lowest heaven. Their Lord who knows them better asks them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, what are my slaves saying? They say they are glorifying you, proclaiming your greatness, praising you and magnifying you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have they seen me? They say, no, by Allah they haven't seen you. Allah says, how would it be if they were to see me? Okay? They say if they were to see you, they would worship you even more intensely and magnify you even more intensely and glorify you even more intensely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what are they asking me for? You see? And they say, they are asking you for the garden, the paradise. He says, have they seen it? They say, no, by Allah, they haven't seen it. He says, how would it be if they were to see it? They say, if they were to see it, they would yearn for it even more strongly and seek it even more, and they would have an even greater desire for it. Allah says, what they are seeking refuge from, they are seeking refuge from the fire. He says, have they seen it? How would it be if they were to see it? They say, if they were to see it, they will flee from it even more harder and have an even greater fear of it. He says, I testify to you that I have forgiven them. You see, sisters? So if you come to the house of Allah for 2 hours, and then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will give you this glad tiding through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who testified, I have forgiven them. What is more better in life than this? And you have to know that it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He sends you to this place, okay, to have this meeting. Otherwise, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't will for us, we will not come and we will not have. So alhamdulillah, this is the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So one of the angels say, among them is so and so, who is not one of them. Suppose one is bypassing by the masjid, okay? And she doesn't have anything to do with. She wants to drink water, whatever. She will come and sit. It is always happening like this. Okay? So the angels, you see how the angels are very critical. So they are saying to Allah, this one was not with the same intention coming to glorify Allah and to praise Allah. He came to get something he needed. Okay? Allah says, they are sitting, and the one sitting with them will not be wretched. This is wretched. Yes. You see? What is the meaning is that, you know, when there is something good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be given to everyone. Okay? In Arabic we have it, إِنَّهُمُ الْقَوْمُ لَا يَسْقَ بِهِمْ جَلِسَامُ. When you sit with people doing something good, you will have a share of it. Okay? This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you know, sisters, if we Muslims have a knowledge about this hadith, and then you know that you have free time and you are sitting at home, okay, sometimes, and most of the time either using the phone, you know, or sleeping or watching television or whatever. And then you know that in this hadith Allah will forgive you and the angels will be around you and whatever you ask Allah, when we will do the dua, inshallah, Allah will answer it. And then we don't attend, not this class, any class. What is the meaning of this? You know, this is the question which every one of us has to ask himself. You know, what is the meaning of this? It has only one answer. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to give us forgiveness. No forgiveness. Okay, only forgiveness for those whom they are in, whom they are reciting His book, whom they are glorifying Him. If you are not doing this, you will not be forgiven. Okay, so if I am looking for the forgiveness, if we are true believers, this is the question, you know. The question is that everyone has to ask himself, what is my goal from this life? Clearly, to have, you know, a clear image. If my goal is to live a happy life and to be in the paradise, this is the only way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the people are not interested, no problem. Everyone has the, you know, freedom of choice in this life. But when life will be full of disasters, because Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever disaster you have is because of what you earn. Okay? And what is more, sister, than if we are living in the United States and we have masjids, okay, And we have to, it is not a choice, we have to come to the masjid. We have to have activity in the masjid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah, because this is His house. If none will come to His house of the Muslims, who will come to the house of Allah? Why Muslims are building masjid after masjid after masjid and they are not coming to the masjid? They are not. You know, this is the very big question. During the month of Ramadan, a lot of fundraising. You know, money, money, money. Why? Masjid, 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 masjid. What about these masjids? All over Houston, the biggest number of masjids in America is in Houston. Still they are building masjids and still none is in the masjids. You know, this is the issue. What we will answer those whom they are asking for the fundraising when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them on the day of judgment, why you were collecting the money? There are a lot of masjids not used. It is better to use the money for the overseas very poor orphans. You get my point? And alhamdulillah, we have enough. If there is no masjids in use, you know, here in this area, in this square, there are at least 6 masjids. And in the month of Ramadan, there is one row in every masjid. It was better that all the Muslims will be in one masjid and $3 or $4 million will be sent to the very poor orphans all over, you know, overseas. But everyone wants to build his own masjid and be the leader of the masjid and the head of the masjid, and there is no people in the masjid, no problem. Like this one. This is the reality. You see, this is the reality. We have to be realistic because we will stand in front of Allah and Allah will ask us, you know, if we hide the reality now, this means that we are not believing that on the day of judgment, Allah will catch everyone and ask him, there was no masjids in Houston? Why you are building masjids? Why you take the money which is supposed to be sent to those in great need? This is their right. In the money of the Muslims in America, the rich Muslim, this is the right of the poor Muslim, but everyone is building masjid. My question is, why they are building the masjids? You know, this is the situation in every masjid. Whatever is going, except if you try to push and push and push and get the people against their will to the masjid. And this is correct. This is incorrect. The people have to come to the masjid, you know, with full, you know, belief that this is the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the places where the angels are around us until the heaven. This is the places of reciting the Quran. This is the places of all the reward. You know? So, alhamdulillah. So now let us move to the other one. Another hadith which is related also to, you see, the reward of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anas ibn Malik reported that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you come upon the meadows of the garden, graze in them. He was asked, what are the meadows of the garden? He replied, circle of dhikr. Like this one. Of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word dhikr is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever you have, you know, a circle, you know, like this study circle, you know, and you remember Allah, you read the Quran, you learn the hadith, okay? This is the places where they are the meadows of the garden, the paradise, because the angels are here, and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are two practical sense the classes living the Quran in our daily life. There are two facts which I want you to learn it about the remembrance of Allah, to practice it in your life. Number one, Abu Huraira reported that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whenever people sit in a place where they don't mention Allah or bless their Prophet, loss descends on them. If he wishes, he will punish them, and if he wishes, he will forgive them. So whenever you are sitting in any meeting, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only in the masjid, not only, you know, these study circles. Okay, any meeting, before you eat, we sit, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, all the praise to Allah. You know, whatever meeting you sit in, remember Allah. This is number one. Number two, suppose you have a meeting with some sisters, you know, as it is happening, then they start to talk nonsense. You know, at the end of the meeting, there is a dua, you have to say it. Otherwise, if you don't say this dua, you will be punished. Okay? This I will mention it to you. You know, actually it is written in all the masjids. Because the people, when they are leaving, they are supposed to say it. Okay, now I will tell you this dua. I will tell you the hadith first, then I will tell you the dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rafi' reported that when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam companions meet with him, at the end of it, when the messenger wanted to get up, he said, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to leave any meeting, he will say, glory be to you, O Allah, and by your praise, I testify that there is no God but Allah. I ask forgiveness of you and repent to you. I have acted badly and have wronged myself, so forgive me, only you forgive wrong actions. They said, Messenger of Allah, are these words which you originated? He replied, yes. Jibril came to me and said, O Muhammad, they are the expiations of the gatherings. Okay? So, you know, if you want to write it, you can write it. I can give it to you to write it. Okay, you want to write it now? Okay, you will say, glory be to you, O Allah. And by your praise, this is one sentence. Glory be to you, O Allah, and by your praise, this is one sentence. Sentence number two, I testify that there is no God but Allah. I ask forgiveness of you and repent to you. I have acted badly. And have wronged myself. So forgive me. This is the second sentence. Then a new sentence. Only you forgive wrong actions. So you write it and inshallah gradually try to memorize it. Because actually I was always saying it, but subhanallah, you know, it is supposed to be written in the masjid.
Can you say it in Arabic?
أيوة. سبحانك اللهم ربي وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك Actually, you know, إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. This is the last part. Yes, إني ظلمت نفسي. But it is mainly سبحانك اللهم ربي وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. Okay. Actually, we always say the first three, سبحانك اللهم ربي وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. This is the three basics, you know, sentences, which I learned. Okay, so this is the, you know, some of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to, you know, the dhikr. I just want to tell you know, that the best dhikr is la ilaha illallah, and the best supplication is alhamdulillah. You see, so the best dhikr, la ilaha illallah, the best supplication is alhamdulillah. And inshallah, we'll have a complete class about dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on, inshallah. So now we clarified that remembering tongue will be, you know, one of the sources of wealth in this life. The second one is, from the hadith, is appreciative heart. Okay, if you want to know about appreciative heart and what is the virtues of the appreciative heart, we will read Surah Ibrahim, ayah number 6. Surah Ibrahim is Surah number 14, ayah number 7. Now I will tell you when you will have this appreciative heart, okay, what will be the virtues which you will have, inshallah. Surah 14, ayah number 3.
Number?
7. Did you find it? Okay. This is one of the surahs, okay, which we read it regarding to remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then also we read other surahs, other ayahs. Did you find it, sister? Yeah, you are no, looking for it. Surah number 14, ayah number 7.
7?
7.
Okay.
وَإِسْتَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the translation, and remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you give thanks by accepting faith and worshipping none but Allah, I will give you more of my blessings. But if you are thankless, verily, my punishment is indeed severe. Okay? And this is, sisters, number one of the virtues of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having a thankful heart. Actually, I want to clarify to you this point in more details. Okay? When you will have a thankful heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the meaning of having a thankful heart? What is the state of the heart when it is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The heart, now first I clarify to you that if you are thankful to Allah, okay, number one, Allah will increase the blessings. Okay? This is very good. This is, you know, benefits. But first, let us discuss what is the meaning of having a thankful heart. The meaning of having a thankful heart is that I am content with my surroundings. Because how I will be thankful if I am not happy with my life? Now suppose I am not happy with my life. When you tell me, hey, Sister Mona, how are you? Are you happy? I tell you, no, I'm not happy. For example, I have a lot of problems. So you tell me, so you are thankful? I tell you, I'm not happy. Because if someone is not happy, he is not thankful. Okay? Because you are thankful when you are content. Okay, how I will be thankful if I am not content with what is going on? All my life is going in a direction which I don't like. So I can be happy? I can be thankful? Thankful for what? The direction is not the direction which I am looking for. But when you will have a thankful heart, this means that you are content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you are thanking Allah, you have the praise to Allah. Okay, you cannot say, oh Allah, from your heart. You see, these words, sisters, are very critical words. When my heart will say to Allah, all praise, all from my heart, this means that what? This means that I recognize the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my life, so that because of this, how I recognize it so much, my heart is saying, all praise to Allah. All praise to Allah. All praise to Allah. This means that my mind and my heart, you know, are 100% full of the recognition of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I live this state, which is most of the people are not living it? You can live this state when you are equal to content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When someone will come and tell you, sister, you are not working, are you happy? Normally, you will say, no, I worked a lot, I studied a lot, but now I am not working, so what is the logic answer? Not happy. Okay? But when you find someone whom she was supposed to be working and earning and this, but she's at home and happy, so you want to know, how come she is happy? Not she is accepting, no, she's happy, and she is thankful. She has the feeling of thankful to Allah. I am at home. I am not earning money. I am not going out. I don't have a prestige. I don't have any income monthly. But still, all praise to Allah. Very strange. Sister, you are living, you are not living with your family back in your home country, and you are living here alone, all the day alone. Are you happy? Yes, sister. What is the proof? I am saying all praise to Allah from my heart. Also, this is not normal. Okay? And keep on. Okay? So when you have this appreciative heart, this means equal to content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? This is the real happiness in this life. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for me, I am happy with it. Not I am just accept and I am thankful for it. You know, sister, this is the real happiness which most of the people, they don't have it. And they try to replace it, you know, with the worldly issues. Okay? I am happy because of the car. I am happy because of the clothes. I am happy because of the prestige. I am happy because of the qualification. No, my dear sister, you are not happy. You are trying to give yourself the feeling you are happy because you don't want to feel the failure of living unhappy. The only happiness, alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The only happiness you will have it inshallah. You know, sisters, this is known. This is what Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, that you will feel the happiness. Those whom they are happy in this life are those whom they are content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is the decree. You like it, you don't like it, you expect it, you don't expect it, but you are content from your heart with it. How you will be content with it, sister? This is when you have the true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you believe that from Allah is all the good, even if I don't understand it, even if I don't know how to evaluate it. Why I'm living here alone and all my sisters and brother are back in the country enjoying Eid vacation and I'm here alone in Eid crying, you know. I don't go to any place. Houston is very hot. Where to go in Houston? This and that, you know. And when I talk to them, they are all sitting together enjoying sweets and this and that. Okay? How can someone will tell you, no, sister, I am very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am here, that I am alone, that I am in the, alhamdulillah, very hot weather of Houston, even in the month of October, alhamdulillah. All the places having good weather now except Houston. This year is very hot, alhamdulillah. But still, sister, alhamdulillah. You know how you have this alhamdulillah from your heart? When you have the true belief, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will make you happy. Allah will make you happy. Allah will bestow the mercy in your heart. So what you feel is only the mercy of Allah. The mercy of Allah is the source of happiness. So when someone will tell you, how are you? Alhamdulillah. Someone will say, what is going on? She's saying alhamdulillah from the deep of her heart. This is Allah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You come to Him walking, He come to you running. You tried your best, you know, to learn the knowledge. You come to the circles, He forgive you. The angels that are around you, He will pass to the mercy because you are the only one who come. A lot, they can come, but they don't come. He will not leave you. This is the meaning. You come to Him walking to His house, He will come to you running. He will pass to. You know, whatever none can put in your heart except Him. This is, sister, the reality of this life. But the Muslims don't want to learn. So they have to blame Allah or to blame themselves. They have to blame themselves. You know, because the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very good and very easy and full of mercy. And this is the only way to happiness. Because if you believe that He is the creator and everything in His hands and He is the controller of the hearts and the happiness is in the heart, so who will give me the happiness? My car? My mansion? My family? My husband? None. None can reach my heart except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the only way to be happy is this way, the controller. How can I be happy? How the controller will make me happy? When I come to Him, He will come to me. When I love Him, He will love me. When I try all the means for to obey Him, He will try all the means to make me happy. I am supporting His way, He will support me. This is what the Quran said. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your life. Okay, now I will clarify to you inshallah from next halaqa, the road of happiness. This is the classes, all the classes inshallah, the real classes will start because this time two or three sisters, they excuse me that they will come next week. They are busy in Eid. So I decided, you know, to postpone the start of the classes, the road to happiness, inshallah, next week. But this is the way to happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only way to happiness. okay, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what I want to clarify to you, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that when I tell you, sister, Alhamdulillah, I am living in Houston. Alhamdulillah, I am away from my family. Alhamdulillah, I don't have many things. But Alhamdulillah, sister, I have the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have the belief. This is the belief, sister. This is the real Islam and faith. I have the belief that if I am with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alhamdulillah, this is all the good. Because can you guarantee for me that if I am back with my family, okay, sitting with them in Eid, I will be happy? Can anyone have the guarantee? People are not happy with Allah's decree, okay? Are they sure that whatever in their mind will give them happiness? Nobody can say yes. If someone will tell me, you know, I am not happy here, I want to be back in my country, okay. You ask her one question, sister, are you sure that when you will be back in your country, you will be happy? She will tell you yes. You know, this kind of people, when you say, yes, I am sure. You see, when she will tell you yes, I am sure, be sure that Allah will send her back to her country. And there, she will remember that she interferes with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because nobody is supposed to say, I know and I don't know about the future, about the unseen. Only Allah. Allah said in the Quran that the unseen is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I cannot tell you, sister, I am sure that if I moved from Houston to any state, I will be happy. You tell me, sister, you are not a believer. Out. I don't want to discuss with you. Because you are talking about the unseen. And Allah said in the Quran, the unseen is only to Allah. So how can I guarantee anything related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I can tell you, I think, I have the impression, I hope. But people will say, no, 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 sister. If we leave this and we go there, we are sure. This is the happiness. So you tell her, sister, you are very poor. I sympathize for you. Because the belief, you know, which is the basic of all the happiness, you don't have it. You need to have the belief, sisters. Inshallah, we will build the belief, you know, in these coming classes, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we have a group which they started around 6 months. And alhamdulillah, now they feel that, you know, this, you know, area in the belief, you know, we Muslim, we take it, we believe it, we feel that we get it for granted. You know, the belief in Allah. I know Allah. Every one of us say, yes, I know Allah. Allah is the creator. Allah is the owner. Allah. No, sister, it is not like this. It has to be implanted inside your spirit. Very clearly, everything is to Allah. Everything from Allah. Allah is the one who knows. Allah is the one who takes care. If you are guided, you are the one. If you are not guided, you are the loser. Whatever you have in this life, you are the loser. You have to have this belief inside you, very clear and very simple. Then move in life. It will be very easy for you. Either worldly life or the hereafter. Your way will be very clear because the fundamental faith is very clear for you. And inshallah in the classes, you know, we will not complicate the issue. Because, you know, this is the problem. In Islam, they complicate the issue. Then you are confused. You know, the most important is to simplify. Because the way to Allah is very simple. You know, inshallah, this we will. But it needs, you know, that you sit with yourself and you think. And you think. Then you say, yes, now I believe. This happens in my life from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I didn't think it before. It is the way of Allah. It is not how the people think. Yes. Then you change. Then you change. Then gradually you will find yourself more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then inshallah, as actually one of the sisters she mentioned in the class last week, she said, I was always worried about my kids all the time. But when I learn more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now I don't worry about my kids. I told her before, being worried about your kids, be worried about yourself. Correct? Yes. Because who will take care of your kids? You are taking care after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before worrying about your kids, worry about yourself. If I died, who will take care? In this life, Allah is the one taking care of everything. Okay? Then, before caring about yourself, care about your religion. Because if the human being whom he doesn't have a true belief, sisters, according to the Quran, they are worse than the animals. okay? Because they don't have mind to reflect, they don't have eyes to see, they don't have ears to listen or to hear, so they are not alive. And the problem, sister, is that there is a day of judgment. This is the biggest issue. We can be animals in this life, no problem. Then we will die. But the biggest issue is the day of judgment. You know, this is, sisters, which everyone who has mind has to think it over. There is a day of judgment or not? If there is no day of judgment, no problem. Go astray. Do whatever you like. But if you believe that there is a day of judgment, and the problem is the belief of day of judgment is one of the fundamentals of the belief in Islam. So if the people are not believing in the day of judgment, they are not believers. You see, this is how the issue is from one step to the second, and it is very logic. You know, if I am a believer, are you Muslim? Alhamdulillah. Believer? Alhamdulillah. Believe in the day of judgment? Alhamdulillah. You believe that you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Alhamdulillah. What you will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there is a class like this and we need the people to come for the sake of Allah and the masjid and not for me, alhamdulillah? I don't know. I was busy. Very good. When a disaster will happen because we are neglecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we say, oh Allah, why? We don't know the reason. The reason is very clear. Okay? So why we cause the disasters for ourselves and then we cry? This is number one. Number two, still we are away from... The disasters are happening for the people in this worldly life, but still they are away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the day of judgment, what the people will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Oh Allah, you were number 10 on my list. Okay, no problem. Go to the hellfire. Very simple. It is very simple. You know, the issue in Islam, when you try to think it this way, you will find that the issue is very simple. Right way, wrong way, you know, correct and wrong. You go to this path, you will be having, number one, the happiness in this life. This is what I concentrate on in my class. If you leave the Quran in your daily life, you will have a very happy worldly life. Alhamdulillah, and inshallah, you will have the paradise. When you are not following the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, never happiness in this life. Because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the owner and the creator. You want the owner and creator to move opposite to his rules, and then he will give you happiness. Why? Now, if I am the owner of this place, and I said, whoever come to my place, to my house, she has to do 1, 2, 3. Then you tell me, no, Sister Mona, I will not. I tell you out. Normal. With the difference. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are living in His universe. We are eating from His. He is bestowed His mercy on us. Then we tell Him, oh Allah, I will not obey. No problem. Don't obey. But you will never know the real happiness, either here or there. You see? So the people have to understand it like this simply. So the next question will be, okay, how can I be happy, oh Allah? Alas, I realize, you know, I admit that everything is up to you. How I can be happy? Very simple. Worship me and have trust in me. So why we are living this kind of life? You know, every one of us has to ask himself. You know, and sisters, the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught them the belief and then the Quran. And because of that, I always mention that before learning Tajweed and learning this and learning that, learn the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn the belief in the day of judgment. Learn the belief in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then when I believe in this, alhamdulillah, now I can learn, you know, fiqh, how to wash, you know, these details which we spend all the time, the differences to do my tahang like this or to do like this, to wash here or to wash there, you know, to make it like this, to make it like this. This is good? What is this? These people, they do like this. These people, they don't do like this. Sister, they are not with us. Sister, what is this, sister? This is all out. We are out of Islam. We didn't believe yet. Let us believe. Let us believe. Then after we will believe, alhamdulillah, you will say, may Allah forgive everyone since they have good intention. The sister make like this. She has good intention. Alhamdulillah, Allah will take care of her. I am not the judge. The judge is there, up. I am a poor human being, trying my best to obey Allah like everyone, asking Allah to take care of me until I meet him. I cannot say, oh sister, wrong, wrong, wrong. What is this? If you fear Allah, you cannot be a judge to the people. You always say, may Allah guide all of us. Good intention, alhamdulillah. Let us increase our number. Let us unite. You see, sister, this is the reality of the spirit of the Islam. Not, you know, the confusion. You know, you go and you feel the confusion. Learn this, learn that. Before learning Tajweed, learn your faith. Yes, I always mention it clearly. Learn your faith, understand the message. Okay, not when the people are interested to learn Islam, they come. Tajweed. Tajweed is with tongue, with why? Did you use this one first? Did you believe with this one? This now one, and this one, and then the tongue. But you get very upset when you feel that Muslims are interested, and in spite of directing them to understand the message and the belief and to have the rules and everything is clear for them, they tell them, you are interested? Tajweed, immediately. Okay? Alhamdulillah, I like the tajweed. Okay? But when we have to have the priorities, okay, we cannot stand from step number 10 and whenever you go to any masjid, tajweed, tajweed, tajweed. Tajweed. Then you ask the sister, did you understand the what is the belief in Allah? Are you happy in your life? Okay? When you look to the faces, you have the answer. Why? Because there is no belief. Because when I believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, I will not say anything. You can see it in my eyes. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You know, this is very strong, the most strong feeling inside me. Is all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the real Muslim. This is the true believer. We need to build this as quickly as possible, this kind of feeling. You know, then inshallah, you will be the one. After you will say, yes, alhamdulillah, now I built my belief, then I want to learn the Quran. First, I want to know the message which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking me to follow. And in the Quran, I need to know the Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra. This what on the Day of Judgment I will be asked for. I have to clarify to you this. Then if you know the belief, then you learn the message and everything, move to Tajweed. If you have time. In America, I cannot put Tajweed number one. Tajweed is their Arabic tongue. We know how to read Arabic. We understand most of the language. So we move to Tajweed. And actually also to tell you, you see our situation as Muslims. Because of the weakness of the belief. Even Arab tongue, they do Tajweed very good, but the belief is very weak. Okay? Yes, this is the reality. Sisters, if you are not realistic with yourself, you will never change. I have to tell you, I admit. You see, this is my mistake, our mistake, all of us. But alhamdulillah, when I know my mistakes, I can move forward. But when I keep on, you know, denying my mistakes, no sister, no sister, no sister, this is the situation. We never admit our mistakes. Why not to admit? I admitted my mistakes. I memorized the whole Quran first. Then I start to teach the reverse sisters. When I taught the reverse sister, I start to feel that this is the point which is missed for the Muslim. The unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The belief in Allah. The bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I discovered it, after I told the revered sister, after maybe 5 or 6 years I was teaching in Iowa all the Islam, but not the Tawheed. When I told the revered sister the Tawheed, I said to myself, this will be all my classes. Because this is the missed point for us as Muslims. You know, the unity of Allah. Who is Allah? How to have the bond with Allah? How to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside me? And from this bond, you will learn all the Quran. And you will learn all the ahadith. And the most important, you will live the Quran in your daily life. You will be living with the Quran. And you will feel the mercy of the Quran. So by time, you cannot be away from the book. You know, this is my way in my life. I can't. When someone come and tell you, sister, this and that, tell her, no, no, sister, I can't. This is like my blood. Now, I cannot live without my blood. I cannot live without living the Quran in my daily life. You know, sister, so this is the message which we have to convey it to every one of us, you know. Since, alhamdulillah, everyone, inshallah, most of the Muslims, they have good intention to be close to Allah and to have a happy life in this life, and inshallah to be in the paradise. And to tell you, sisters, always in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. The paradise is more better for those whom they have piety. Okay? Then Allah is saying, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, you don't think it over. So always, sister, when someone will come and tell you, sister, what is your goal for the next year? Tell her, my goal is to go to paradise. Okay? Not my goal is to have, you know, a vacation in Florida. My then the people will say, maybe you have some problems. Okay, but no problem. Okay, when someone will tell you, see, what is your goal? My goal is, for example, my daughter will be a pediatrician. This is not my goal. My goal in my life is that I want to be in the paradise. Alhamdulillah. This is my goal. Through this goal, inshallah, your daughter will be a pediatrician. And your life will be good. And everything will be all right. Because you are on the right track with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your daughter will be on the right path with you, inshallah. Okay, so if you are in the right path, alhamdulillah, Allah will take care of everything. You know, sister? So, subhanallah, I started with, you know, the importance of having an appreciative heart. Try all the time to tell to yourself, I will tell you a way to help you to have this appreciative heart. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, try to look to those whom they are... Try to look to those whom they are lower than you. Okay? If you want to have an appreciative heart, sister, and you don't have it, you know. So sometimes, you know, you say to yourself, I want to have appreciative heart, but today I am not happy and this and that. Okay? Remember MD Anderson, the cancer center. Okay? And I don't want to tell you, go and visit it. No, because to visit it is very difficult. Okay? Just I want you to drive in front of it, in that street. You know? I forget the name of the street. Main Street. Drive there. Okay, and just look to the right and to the left. And see how the very young, aged people whom they don't have hair, and sometimes they don't have hand, they don't have leg, they don't have, you know, whatever, okay, on the wheelchair, 25 years old, you know, 13 years old, 7 years old, okay, they are dead. They are dead looking for days. Allah knows how they will spend it. Okay, because I was a pediatrician and I was in subspecialty clinics. And we have clinic for, you know, cancer, patient, kids. And you can't imagine. These are kids. They didn't start anything in life yet. Okay, and they have cancer. And they have to have, you know, the blood transfusion and the chemotherapy. And you can't imagine the kind of pain for them and their parents. So in this life, there is anything deserve this situation? Deserve to say, I am not happy? No. Oh Allah, I am very happy. I am very content. I am very thankful. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, keep me away from this kind of thing. So whenever you feel not content, just remember, and I tell you, sisters, to talk is different than to live. You know? Just remember once when you cut your hair, too much. You were supposed to make it up to here, then by accident you make it up to here. You get very upset. Correct? You tell, I want my hair up to here. Why? But I want to tell you that those whom they lose their hair for the chemotherapy, they lose it from here. You know, she just wash, and then I have a friend. She told me, Mona, you can't imagine this. She was memorizing the whole Quran, mashallah. And she was a very strong believer. But she told me, Mona, this was one of the very worst moments in my life. I love my hair. And she got cancer suddenly, you know. I will tell you her story just to learn, you know, sister, that be thankful to Allah day and night. Day and night, you know. I like you, you are my daughters. Day and night. Whatever happened, tell to yourself, you know, oh Allah, I am thankful. I'm thankful. Okay? She told me, Mona, I look to the mirror, my hair is falling from the scalp. Very long like this. Down, down, down. Then I start crying. She was saying, and actually start crying, but she's saying, oh Allah, I don't want to lose my hair. But what she can do? And you know this sister, how she knows about her cancer, I just want to tell you this, so that day and night, sister, all the time, oh Allah, I am very thankful. All praise to you. You know, this sister, she was 52 years old. And we were having twice per week a meeting to memorize the Quran. And mashallah, if you open, you know, Al-Haram in Ramadan, and to listen to one of the sheikh, her voice was like this. She was, mashallah, very special case. Okay, you will tell her, okay, haga samiha, okay, yeah, start, she will start. 100 page, 150, whatever. You know, the Quran is moving. Okay? And then one day she came and told me, Mona, by accident, you know, for the checkup, okay, I have a checkup, you know, I have ultrasound tomorrow. Okay, I told her, why you are doing this, you know, because actually for me, I am against any checkup. Totally. Never check up. Okay. Yes, never. Tell you the truth. Okay. You know why? Because if you check, you will find something. Maybe I am born with it and I don't know it. So why I want to check? Alhamdulillah, if I am living, alhamdulillah, very good. This is, I will tell you also why I have this point of view, you know, about the checkup. Maybe I can start with you with why I am against the checkup. I am against the checkup because once my mother was visiting me, I was a resident in Riyadh. And she was just visiting, you know. But she was having some pain in her knee. So she told me, I have some pain in my knee. I told her, okay, no problem. I will take you tomorrow with me to the hospital, and you can have an x-ray in your knee, and if there is any problem, you can fix it. Take it easy. So she told me, okay. We went to the hospital. And this is, sister, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We went to the hospital, and I went with her to the x-ray department. And there was one orthopedic resident there. His name is Ali. I always remember him. This story is maybe 18 or 19 years ago. I went to the room. I told him, Salaam alaikum, brother Ali, or Dr. Ali. This is my mother. You know, he told me, okay, what do you want? I told him, x-ray knee. But I have to go, you know, I have a patient in the clinic, I will go, and we were in the university hospital. Okay, he told me, okay, Mona, don't worry, I will take care of everything. I told him, okay, salam alaikum. My husband also was a senior resident at that time, he was in the OR, just to tell you how was the situation. I went to the clinic, and I was checking the patients, you know, and everything is all right. Then suddenly, I find a call from my husband. My husband is not supposed to call me. You know, because he is in the OR. He tell me, you know, his voice is totally different. How are you? I told him, what is going on? You know, immediately. He told me, can you come to the x-ray department? I told him, why? You know, you see, this is the feeling. He told me, just come. I told him, why you are out of the OR now? I just went and I met Ali, and Ali told me he will do the x-ray for my mother. What happened? He told me, no, but when you finish, come to the x-ray department, okay? You know, I just put the pen